still a lot we don't know. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. The affidavit used to justify the raid of former President Trump's Florida home has been unsealed. The FBI apparently had reason to believe that significant national security secrets could be at stake.
We learned that more than half the pages were in fact redacted. The FBI believed there to be so-called probable cause of evidence of obstruction. We also learned the criminal investigation began after the National Archives sent a referral to the DOJ back in February.
Fox's Kevin Cork in Washington. On social media, the former president called the investigation a witch hunt. Last night, his legal team resubmitted paperwork calling for a special master to oversee the DOJ's handling of the evidence. Predictions of more economic pain from the chairman of the Federal Reserve. Jerome Powell says the Fed will likely need to keep raising interest rates to tame runaway inflation.
While the lower inflation readings for July are certainly welcome, a single month's improvement falls far short of what the committee will need to see before we are confident that inflation is moving down.
The Dow ended the trading week with a drop of more than 1,000 points. The spread of monkeypox appears to be slowing in the U.S. as the government surges vaccine to high-risk communities.
In the United States, there have been nearly 17,000 cases of monkeypox identified across all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Another in-your-face example of the growing and bitter rivalry between some blue and red states. Billboards spotted in some major cities in California are advising people not to move to Texas. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
There's a good chance another bus carrying illegal migrants will arrive in New York City today. Since the beginning of the month, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says more than 1,500 migrants have been bused to New York and more than 7,400 have been sent to Washington, D.C. Both mayors are pleading for federal help. It's been a bumpy ride in the sky this summer for the nation's airlines.
The Department of Transportation's updated numbers show customer complaints regarding air travel jumped 270% over pre-pandemic levels in June. The most complaints were filed against American Airlines, followed by United, then Delta. And most were filed regarding canceled, delayed, or missed flights, followed by complaints about refunds and then baggage. The report found 73% of flights were on time, but the biggest cause of delay was found to be air carriers, which is described in the report as delay or cancellation caused by circumstances within the airline's control, like maintenance or crew issues. Less than 1% of delays were caused by extreme weather. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
In just a couple of days, a new rocket is expected to take flight.
If all goes as planned, Monday morning, NASA will launch Artemis 1, the culmination of decades of work in rocketry and deep space mission planning, but coddled together in record time for a moon mission that just a few years ago wasn't on the books.
This new deep space exploration system is going to take us back to the moon and to new science discoveries that we can't even imagine yet.
Randy Likens with NASA contractor Jacobs, one of the private sector partners. Artemis is named for the mythological sister of Apollo. The first flight is uncrewed. The first crewed flight is scheduled for 2025. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Husso. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.